Well, advocates are holding out hope that half-price public transport will be continued in today's budget. Climate Minister James Shaw previously signalled that half-price fares could be part of the emissions reduction plan, of course unveiled earlier this week. That didn't happen, though. Public Transport Users Association's John Reeves hopes the government may still continue the popular deal. He's with us now. Kia ora, John.
Good morning.
Got your fingers crossed?
Yes, fingers crossed, legs crossed. We're all hoping that this continues on, and I'm a betting man, so I'm sure they will.
Oh, have you been down to the TAB?
I think a lot of public transport users would like to go to TAB to ensure this keeps going, because it's obviously looks like it's working in Auckland, Wellington, from the data that came out last week.
What do you mean, looks like it's working?
Well, they had a 50% increase in Auckland, 40% in Wellington, so it looks like first glance that more people are coming back onto public transport, probably because of half-price transport being offered.
Okay. There does seem to be some money, our political editor was talking about this, sort of left over, which would indicate that perhaps that is going to be an announcement in the budget today. But what if it's not?
Well, then everyone's going to be very disappointed. But I'd say that this Labor government, obviously, you know, all political parties are politically driven. And if they've seen in the polling results where 66% of people interviewed actually endorse half-price fares, I think they want to make sure that they keep it going. So that's why I'm quietly confident that it will keep going. But we'd also like to see it extended. You know, like we really would like to see it extended onto the intercity long-distance buses to help communities that have no regular public transport so they can be connected to their friends and whānau and family across the country.
Yeah, we were talking to people, I think last week it was, in Motueka, where there isn't any public transport. And so to some extent, it's fine if you live in the big cities, but there's a bit of a sort of an equity issue here.
Well, exactly, because the rural areas actually pay the higher taxes on diesel and petrol taxes, but they don't actually get anything back. So if they buy a ute, they have to pay maybe $3,000 in the clean car tax. They get nothing back. So it's only fair that regional provincial New Zealand also is given half-price public transport. So integrate intercity buses into it and also long-distance passenger rail. So KiwiRail should be coming on board so their services become half-price for at least for New Zealand citizens.
So you'd like it. How confident are you in backing yourself that this is going to be in the budget?
Well, for the half-price fares, yeah, I'm giving myself 99.5 out of 100 that it will happen. Tomorrow I may be a very disappointed man, but I'm hoping not, because public transport users throughout the country have benefited. We've got high inflation, high cost pressures on middle and lower income families. So this is a much needed thing that the government just has to keep doing.
Fighting talk there. There's not much wriggle room there. Thank you very much, John Reeves from the Public Transport Users Association.